This is a CattleCast Extra.
It's been 2 years since legendary singer and musician Prince Rogers Nelson died at the age of 57. While his legacy lives on through an impressive catalog of music, the Paisley Park Museum is also providing fans with an unprecedented opportunity to experience what it was like for him to create, produce, and perform inside this private sanctuary. Joining me now on CattleCast is Mitch McGuire, who is the Tour Operations Manager for the Paisley Park Museum in Chanhassen, Minnesota. Welcome, Mitch.
How are you?
Good, thanks. So first, tell us, how did you become associated with the museum?
Well, you know, I moved to Minneapolis 6 years ago now from New York City, and as someone who was a lifelong Prince enthusiast, though I had seen Prince play other places over time, one of my goals was to have an opportunity to see him play at Paisley Park. So over the course of that time period, I went out here to Paisley as often as I could to see him play, and those were moments I wouldn't trade for the world. But of course, 2 years ago, once he passed and I realized that they were going to turn Paisley into a museum, I knew I wanted to try to play a role in some way if I could. So they, you know, literally had a job fair for the Paisley Park Museum, and I went down there and applied, and I actually started as a tour guide. But over the course of time, I was able to be promoted to the point now where I'm the tour operations manager. And, you know, I just feel really, really fortunate to be playing a role now in terms of how we shape his legacy going forward.
Why did Prince name the complex Paisley Park?
You know, it's a good question. And to be perfectly honest with you, there are some questions that really don't have a lot of answers because Prince was a very enigmatic artist. You know, he was definitely someone who was comfortable with letting his admirers kind of question who and what it was that he did. And I think to some degree, you know, the term Paisley Park falls in line with that. Of course, it was a song that he had on his 1985 album Around the World in a Day. So it was something he was thinking about prior to building Paisley. But at the end of the day, I mean, Prince really was an artist who was interested in more than just music and film, but it was also fashion and technology. And with Paisley Park, he then had a building in which he could do all of it under one roof. So I think to a large degree, that term for him was a metaphor because Paisleys can take on a lot of different shapes and colors. Now he had a building in which he could do everything he was interested in under one roof. The term park with Paisley Park, I think, really just refers to his own personal playground. And that's definitely what he had here.
Right. Now, it could have easily been located in New York or California. Why Minnesota?
Well, you know, Prince was born and raised here in Minneapolis. And though he did live other places over time, Paisley Park especially was always home base for him. And I think, you know, he began to develop a relationship with the folks in this community here. They certainly knew who he was and gave him the respect and the privacy that he deserved. And in turn, I just think he chose to stay. You know, he was certainly a very gracious individual in that he would invite perfect strangers into his home here at Paisley and play shows for them. So he definitely appreciated the community. And I think to a large degree, that's why we felt his loss here a little differently than those around the world, because he really was one of our own. And there was something really comforting about knowing he was just down the road creating some really special stuff.
Did Prince always intend for Paisley Park to become a museum?
You know, he did. He actually did have conversations with folks close to him about Paisley being a museum one day to the scale that it is now. But in fact, he even offered up tours to a limited degree when he was here, going all the way back to the early 2000s when he would host what he called celebration events. And he would open up the facility for some tours, showcase some wardrobe pieces, instruments, that type of thing. And then usually those evenings would culminate with musical performances. But even these last few years, you know, when Prince would host what he called Paisley Park After Dark events, you know, there would always be DJs playing music, but on a great night, he'd be playing music himself. But then he would offer up tours of the recording spaces, the studios. And so it was something that was always important to him, and he realized how important it was to the folks who were coming out here, how interested they would be in seeing it.
Now, I understand there's a mutual connection between Graceland and Paisley Park. Can you tell our listeners what that is?
Well, essentially, Graceland Enterprises serves as the corporate umbrella for a company called P Park Management, which is really the organization tasked with managing the day-to-day here at Paisley. And so there are a number of employees that have shared responsibilities between the two entities, but that's really the connection though, of course, the institutions, Graceland and Paisley Park, are two very different things because the artists themselves were very different. So though there may be some shared management, the experiences that you'll get are each are vastly different.
The two musical legends for sure. So what types of things can visitors see and do on the tour?
Well, we have several different tour offerings. There's a general admission tour, which lasts about an hour, and you'll see many of Prince's creative spaces on that tour. There's a VIP tour package, in which it lasts about an hour and a half. You'll see some additional rooms, including Prince's editing bay and another recording studio. But then we have what's called the ultimate experience, and that's actually a three-hour tour. You'll see parts of the facility you wouldn't see on any other tours. You're going to see some content that you wouldn't otherwise see as well, and of course, a whole lot more information. But then on that tour, that actually culminates with a meal based off of a menu with some of Prince's favorite foods that were designed by a couple of his personal chefs. When you come to Paisley on a Sunday and you buy a VIP ticket, you also get a Sunday brunch included with that. And then we have, again, what we call Paisley Park After Dark events, usually about twice a month. You can come hang out in Prince's MPG Music Club and listen to a DJ spin some Prince music all night long.
Wow, that sounds great. Now, do we know how many albums were recorded at Paisley Park?
You know, that's another great question, which unfortunately not an easy one to answer when you consider not only all the albums that Prince recorded here, the studio releases, but also the records that he ended up shelving and putting in the vault. But then you couple that with all the other artists who've been through here over time recording works of their own. It makes it sort of a tough question to answer, but I would say well into the hundreds, you know. But I think it's part of what makes Paisley so interesting is just this very vast, prolific nature of creativity that took place here over the years.
And I'm sure all the people that come through are not only fans, but have their favorite songs or favorite albums. What's your favorite album?
Yeah, that's a great question. And to some degree, I feel like it's almost asking a parent to choose their favorite child because there's so many great songs and records that came out of here. Hard for me to pinpoint, but I would say that probably my favorite Prince era would be the 90s. Which is a particularly interesting time for him because this is when he was beginning to break away from his recording contracts with Warner Brothers. This is when he went from being Prince to being that unpronounceable symbol. And a lot of people didn't understand quite what was going on during that time period, and I think as a result sort of fell away from his work to some degree. But it was at this time that I felt like he was doing some of his most interesting work to date. And so I really love a lot of those records that he was turning out during that time.
Now, where can people find out more information on the Paisley Park Museum?
Well, they can visit www.officialpaisleypark.com. When you visit that website, not only will you get tour information, but you will also get pricing information as it relates to those tours, tour availability, and there's also a section in there which you can check out some merchandise as well.